This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today is going to be a very different kind of episode. We're essentially talking about the difference between Shop Marketing Pros, or a company, you know, like Shop Marketing Pros, a CMO, so Chief Marketing Officer, or specifically a fractional Chief Marketing Officer. There are a couple of companies in our industry who do that type of work, or your coaching company and what their roles are when it comes to marketing. The way that this podcast came about is it wasn't a podcast. We recorded this. It was never intended to be a podcast. So you're going to essentially get to be a fly on the wall during an internal meeting. Let me give you a little rundown on what it is that we were doing. We've gone all in on the whole they ask, you answer thing that we talk about all the time. We realized recently that there were some strategic pieces of content that we never created, and that came from reading Marcus Sheridan's new book, Endless Customers. And if you know me and Kim, we are completely bought in on the idea of they ask, you answer. So we're doing a big push to create some of that type of content that will live on our website and in some other places. Now, the way that we do that, we do use AI when we're creating our content, but we want that AI to be completely based off of our thought leadership. And, you know, this is something that, like, we used to handwrite all of our content. We don't believe in just letting AI go write willy-nilly content for us that's based on all of the stuff that it has learned online. We want it to create content that's unique to us based on our thought leadership. So one of the ways that we are able to do that is we can get together, we can have a discussion, we can really like hash something out. And you're going to see, we spend almost an hour in this episode talking about this with four of us that are bringing all of these thoughts to the table. We then transcribe that. We give it to AI and we tell it exactly what we're looking for in an article. It creates an article, and then we will do editing both through AI prompting and manual editing. So what you are listening to is the meeting where we get together and talk through the ideas that are going to create the article. And it'll actually be really great too. If you want to use this methodology for creating your own content, then you'll get to see at least part of what it is that we do. And later on, once that article is written, we'll come back and we'll add a link to the article into the show notes so that you can go after you listen to the podcast and read the article and kind of see how it is that it came out. Very raw discussion. We might say some things in here. I mean, I know the full discussion. There's some things in here where I'm like, man, do we want to just put that out to the world? And there might be a couple of things that we do snip out of the recording. Just going to be real with you. But it is a very honest and real discussion. And in the end, we were talking about it and it was like, man, there would be a lot of value for somebody to listen to that. We should turn that into a podcast episode. Like I said, it's very unlike our normal podcast episodes. We're going to thank our sponsors, and then we're going to get right into the recording. Let me know what you think about this one, because, you know, this isn't the only time that we do this, and there's other content that we create like this where you kind of get to see the raw, mostly unfiltered discussion. So I hope y'all enjoy it. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. You know, other shop management software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for professional auto repair businesses. Visit appfueled.com to get started today. Keep your shop top of mind on the mobile device they love.
First question has to do with the scope of work in regards to a Shop Marketing Pros or a marketing agency, a auto repair business coach, and a CMO or a fractional CMO. So first question is, what does each provider actually do for the client? What marketing tasks do they execute, or who's responsible for implementing that work?
When we say CMO, are we talking about someone that the shop hires that is on staff, or are we talking about a fractional CMO like turnkey or overdrive?
I would say a fractional CMO to say if they're looking to outsource something and they're trying to decide, should I hire S&P, Elite, or Overdrive, why they might need all of them or why they might need two out of three and what the differences are. Like, it's not a rating of the business, it's just what we know that they do. We know what S&P does, so it's easiest to start with us. What do we handle for clients?
All right, so Shop Marketing Pros or a company like us is going to do the actual marketing work. So we're going to do things like design and build a website. We're going to do the search engine optimization and all of the little tasks that come along with that, like building citations and creating backlinks and optimizing the words that are on the pages of the website and making sure the website speed is where it needs to be and all of these things, you know, that would be done for SEO. Same thing like with Google Ads, we're going to actually go set up the ads and run them for the client and optimize them and check in on them weekly and do all of the things to make sure that the ads are running and they're performing as well as they can. We do social media management. So we're going to communicate with the client, find out what's happening in their shop. Hopefully they're going to do things like send us pictures and videos if they want us to do like a really great job for them. They're going to communicate and send us those kind of assets so that we can share on their social media to get people to know, like, and trust them. What else? I mean, that's ads, SEO, social media, website. Those are the primary functions that we do at Shop Marketing Pros. There could be some of our competitors that might do some other little things as well. But as the marketers, we are actually doing that work. Now, if we bring the fractional CMO, if we talk about what they do, in theory, what a fractional CMO is going to do is they're going to drive the overall marketing strategy for your company. They're going to create a marketing plan, and then they are going to hold other people accountable to executing that plan. So a fractional CMO is going to work with a company like us in most cases. They are going to make sure that the work that we are doing is aligning with the shop's strategy. They're going to make sure that the work that we are doing is performing by, you know, looking at the reports and doing analysis of that and seeing the phone calls that are coming in and listening to those phone calls and like that. These are the things that they should be doing. It is my opinion that it is a conflict of interest for the fractional CMO to be doing that type of work. However, the fractional CMOs that are in our industry, they do like social media management. They will do, I know, some programmatic advertising, which we will do also at Shop Marketing Pros. I didn't talk about that because it's not one of our major services. But my point is the fractional CMOs will do some of this type of work. The two companies that are in our industry that I know of, they have to hold themselves accountable. I do believe that there is a definite conflict of interest in those companies doing that type of work. Now you bring in the coaching companies, and the coaching companies are going to be a little bit different. Usually they don't get too involved in the marketing aspect. They might give some ideas. They will very often recommend, you know, working with certain marketing agencies or marketing companies. They will definitely do some aspect of looking at the overall marketing to help you as a shop owner determine, is it working? But most of the coaching companies do not get into marketing. I know that there were a couple of them that dabbled in trying to sell marketing services, but I don't think that any of them really succeeded in that space. And I think most of them have decided to stay in their lane, coach on overall business practices. And then, like I said, I do believe that it is the job of the coach to look at a shop's marketing and the results that they're getting with their client and help them to make smart decisions as to whether or not the company that they're working with is providing them a good return.
Where else would you say, I feel like, Danny, you'll be able to answer this, that marketing, whether it's a fractional CMO or a marketing agency, and coaching kind of overlap? Because I know sitting in client meetings, you have to toe the line sometimes of being, or having it be like a consultation, maybe about the business rather than about their marketing. So what is that like?
It does get blurry sometimes, where clients are asking specifically CSMs or their marketing agency more coach-like questions. I think the clearest line there is, we implement the marketing services, we watch the marketing services, and we send the leads to the shop. But whenever it gets into the operations of the shop, that's where more of your business coach steps in. They're, like Brian said, looking at your business operations, your business practices. Your marketing agency sends you the leads for your team to take it from there into their daily operations and convert them. It's very much a supplement to the overall plan. It's not the only plan for a shop.
In Seven Figure Agency, they talked to us about how so many of our clients, and when I say our, I'm talking about in that whole room, you know, of the agencies that are there, that our clients are depending on us more and more, and especially the CSMs that they're working with, to actually work with them in that consultative matter, not at all to try to replace the coach, but for us, when we see something that can be improved in their business, to actually talk to them about it and to be able to talk business numbers and strategy and all of that.
For the marketing agency and the CSMs, we're so involved as an ongoing point of contact, and we're having these proactive conversations. So we, as a marketing agency, can be with a shop as their strategies evolve and as they grow and as they shift with some of their own planning there. So, for instance, the other day, a shop asked me a question on, are we keeping track of his returning customers, right? And I had a conversation with him where that's more of a business coach type conversation, because we're sending them the leads. We're keeping track of the leads that we are sending, but it's really up to his team to take the leads and then track their own customer retention. We're very much acquisition based in what we do. And then his team and his operations is the retention side.
I feel like what I see with what clients experience sometimes is they come to us or their marketing agency or their coach or their fractional CMO about something, and everybody ends up pointing to the other person. It's kind of like that Spider-Man meme where there's like two or three of them and everybody's like, no, it's that person. So how can we break down, maybe on some specific examples, like who is the best person to talk to in that scenario? Your marketing team is telling you that your ads are working, your results look great. They're following the strategy that was set in place from your fractional CMO, but the customers aren't coming in the door.
So we had a client and his regular Google search ads weren't hitting the mark anymore for him. And he wasn't doing SEO, and he's a general shop, so he was eligible for LSA ads. We took all of this into consideration with the shifts that he wanted to do and the goals that he wanted to achieve. And we consulted him to swap services to SEO and local service ads. And now he's much more happier with those services.
In the day-to-day, when with working with these different types of companies, what is the time investment from a shop owner look like?
All right, the time investment, I don't know how to answer that as far as like the amount of time that it actually would take. But I do know that the shop owners that we work with that spend more time and get more involved in their marketing tend to have much better results. And, you know, any time that we talk about this, the first person I think of is Chris Loma at Jerry's Automotive. you know, who has a videographer who is coming in once a month and shooting video. And, you know, Chris is there working with him and who is analyzing those LSA calls that he gets, you know, to determine, like, are these things performing the way that we need them to, who is, you know, looking at their service advisor and the performance of that service advisor. And then we have, you know, the shop owners that we're not trying to turn them into marketers by any means, but when we can train them, especially if we're handling their social media, when we can train them to recognize moments that are happening in their business and to see that is something that I need to share with my marketing company, they just quickly pull out their phone and share with their CSM, you know, what's going on. I mean, cumulatively, I would imagine, you know, that that is something where a shop owner is going to spend, you know, 8 hours a month, if that, where they are doing things like listening to some of their own phone calls, which, you know, I really think that every shop owner should be doing. Going around a couple of times, you know, throughout the month and take some pictures of what's happening in the shop and send it to the marketing company. And then spending that 1 hour once a month talking with their CSM, like having the meeting, going through the report, understanding what's happening in their marketing. Like, they have a responsibility in their own marketing, and we see both sides of it. So we see the shop owners that they don't want anything to do with their marketing, and they just hire us and they never talk to us and they let us do our thing. And we get results for them. But when we have the ones who actually do invest that time and they meet with us and they send us information, how are my service advisors performing on the phone and all of these things, they're going to get much better results from their marketing than the client who wants to just be completely hands off. And then to go back to your other question, Caroline, because you had asked a question about when you have a shop owner that's working with a coach, they're working with a fractional CMO, and they are working with a marketing company, which one? I think essentially what you were asking is, who do you believe? Because you got three people that are often pointing fingers at each other. I don't think that there is a standard answer for that. I think that as a shop owner, you have to hire people that you trust. And when you do that, and you have three different people that are pointing fingers at each other, at some point, you just have to decide, which one of these people do I trust and do I believe the most? Because it would be real easy for me as the marketer to say, well, you should trust your marketer because they're the ones that are actually doing the work. They're the closest to it, and they do more of this stuff than anyone else. Logically, it should be the fractional CMO, because that's what you hired them to do. You hired them to set the strategy and then hold the people who are doing the work accountable to getting good results and aligning with the strategy. But unfortunately, we have had multiple cases where somebody was working with a fractional CMO, and when they worked with us and worked with the fractional CMO, they were like, why am I paying this CMO? And they ended up firing the CMO company and working just with us. And we have some of those clients that years later are still with us. It's a hard thing to answer. And I'm not saying by any means that these CMO companies are bad, because I think that it can depend very much on, like, who the person's CSM is with that CMO company. We've got a lot of acronyms going on here. Even here, whereas I truly believe that we're the best, and I believe that, like, everyone on our team is amazing, you're going to have a different experience if you are a shop working with Danny versus a shop working with Kendra versus a shop working with Katie versus a shop working with Michael. Like, you're going to have a different experience. And it could be the same thing with the fractional CMO companies. When I think of the big fractional CMO company, Turnkey Marketing, in our industry, they are obviously having great success right now. I mean, the office that they just moved into is amazing. They're having lots of growth, and you don't do that by accident. You don't do that by providing a bad service. So the experiences that we've had where somebody left, it could have literally just been that they did not have a great CSM. ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. Utter Shop Management software isn't made to meet the needs of today's independent repair shop. ShopBoss handles the needs of both single and multi-location shops with features that boost efficiency and help you build your business, like built-in DVI and VIN scanner, customizable real-time reporting, and integrated parts and labor guides. ShopBoss was built to be easier and more efficient than solutions that require a steep learning curve or complicated workarounds. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature, powered by 360 Payments, you can harness the power of text-to-pay, remote payments, consumer financing, compliance, surcharge, and PayPal and Venmo payment options. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your shop. Whether your goal is to grow your shop, open more shops, or just keep the one you've got running at top speed, ShopBoss has the tools you need to do the things you want to do. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy.
What would you say are some of the characteristics of a shop owner that would work well with a fractional CMO and then one that wouldn't? Like, what's a good fit for whether or not you need that that third party to drive strategy and hold people accountable?
We've seen a few different companies. I would say the one that works best with a fractional CMO is the one who does not have time, does not want to sit on a call, or doesn't have someone to assign to be on that call. He wants to fully say, I don't want to touch my marketing, which is not typically our ideal type of client, because we, to be successful performing the marketing, do need some things for clients. We need feedback. We need, you know, to the photos and things like that for some aspects, but also just to communicate, understand what's going on in their shop, or, you know, that standard back and forth that comes with the fulfillment of the marketing. In the case where someone says, look, I have other priorities as an owner. I do not have a general manager to assign you to sit on these monthly calls or to be sending you pictures, whatever. That's where the CMO steps in. They're basically a GM or a fractional CMO, but this role is oftentimes we see hired out in the shop to be a marketing person who's handling it, or the GM of the shop, be the person we speak to if the shop owner just doesn't want anything to do with it. So that's a good position for a fractional CMO to take.
I agree with everything that JR just said, but I think there's also another type of shop owner in addition that is the polar opposite of what he's talking about. And that is your shop owner that they're opening multiple locations. They're building a bigger business. It's not a case of, I don't want to do this. It is a case of they're running a big organization and they don't have the time to do it. And they're probably choosing between, do I hire a fractional CMO company or do I hire an actual CMO to be on our, like in our C-suite here in the organization that is overseeing all of our marketing. I don't think that the fractional CMO is for the shop that's in between there. If they're wanting to build something big and they're wanting to have a solid marketing strategy that people are held accountable to, and they don't have someone within their organization to be able to dedicate that time to it, I think that that's a perfect situation for them also.
in meeting with CMOs, like from firsthand experience, I've experienced both kind of shop owners. So the shop owner who's acquiring multiple locations and needs someone to help them stay on track, that avatar of a shop owner who will hire a fractional CMO, and then also the one who may want to be more hands-off, right? And at the end of the day, the CMO ends up usually meeting with your marketing team. They sit in for you. They're listening to the marketing reports and the marketing performance. And you really have to think, like, who understands the vision the best? If you have a CMO that understands your business vision and can be on board with that and be a true voice for you, if they're sitting and looking at the actual marketing performance, then that's good. But if they're not as involved, and if they're focused on only coming up with monthly direct mail coupon specials for you, and they're not giving your marketing team what they're asking for, that also happens too.
I know one question we get a lot is, can I fire my CMO? Like, do I need them if I'm working with you? We've kind of answered it a little bit, but not so directly. How would you answer that question of, do I need a CMO if I'm working with a marketing company?
So we are speaking right now for marketing fulfillment, right? The people who are doing the work. Not all marketing fulfillment is created equal. We as Shop Marketing Pros happen to have a high level of strategy that we bring to the table. So with us, when we experience, the answer to that question is, they are not bringing way more than we are. They might be bringing, the fractional CMO might be bringing a little bit to the table, but it's not enough for the shop to see the value. We're like, well, you guys, and this is, we've heard this many times, well, you guys are bringing just as much strategy in the meetings as we are, or they're just, if they're coming to a marketing meeting, the fractional CMO is just sitting there and doesn't have anything to add. That is when a shop will say, I don't see the value. You know, the expectation is always about expectations, right? If I were a shop hiring a fractional CMO, I would expect them to really be bringing a lot of strategy to the table, to be doing more than the marketing fulfillment would. We just happen to a shop marketing pros when we see it happens, it's because there's just not anything to add beyond what we're doing, but we also happen to do more. Not as much as a fractional CMO would, but we also are doing some of the things that they may be expecting, like suggesting additional services, changing budgets, changing targeting strategy, asking smart questions like, well, what's your goals in the shop? You know, things that you might expect, that you might not normally expect of a fulfillment agency, we do. And then the fractional CMO needs to go beyond that and be looking at the broader strategy as well.
You know, a fractional CMO should be looking at, what is your community involvement? You know, what are the opportunities for you to get involved with some local advertising? You know, should you do the tube mailer? Should you, you know, be sending out direct mail, and where should you be sending it out to? And what is the message that you should have there? Like, they should be doing all of those things. And to my knowledge, I don't know of one company that like does all of these services that we're talking about. Like, I don't know of one company that does web SEO, digital advertising, direct mail, programmatic media, like advising you on local marketing strategies with your chamber of commerce and your BNI group, and whether or not you should be sponsoring the Little League team, and should you hold an event for National Car Care Month. And that is what your fractional CMO should be doing. Basically, if you hired a person, like if you hired a full-time person to work inside of your shop, and their job was just marketing, community involvement, networking, like their entire job was to get more cars in the base through all means, and to come up with the strategy for making that happen, and overseeing all of the people, because that person's job would not be to actually run the ads and do the SEO and build the website and all of that. You know, these dreams of these unicorn full stack marketers that can do all of these things, even if you find that person, they've only got so much time. You know, for a shop that is looking to have aggressive growth, there's not enough time in the day for one person to do all of those things. But if you are going to hire a person to do that, that is exactly what your fractional CMO should be doing. It's the same stuff that they would be doing if you had that person in your business. And I personally am much more of an advocate of actually having that person in the business than having a outside services fractional CMO. And I have no idea where the article is going to go with this, and we can edit however we need to. I'm not a fan of fractional CMOs as it's being done now, you know, by the people in our industry.
And I feel like I can give a pretty direct answer to your question, Caroline, about the can I fire my CMO? I have answered that question that yes, you can. And this was a conversation between the shop owner and myself where he's like, if I move away from the CMO, will my services be intact with you? And the answer is yes. We run independently from the CMO. And then touching on what JR was mentioning about the consultation, the level of strategy that we bring to the table as shop marketing pros, you know, that also ties into that answer too.
The strategy that we run is on the services that we do.
Yeah.
So we're going to do strategy that is about your website, your SEO, your paid ad strategy, and social media. We don't do strategy outside of those things. And there are many other types of marketing that a shop owner could employ that we're not running strategy on.
I think that's exactly where I was going to, where a fractional CMO fits in well, is if you want to do other types of marketing, traditional marketing, print marketing, community involvement, things like that, to be able to drive that strategy, or for those shops that like running specials all of the time and like having somebody else create them for them and keep up with it and run it and integrate it into their systems and all of that, that's where the CMO fits in as well. But on some of those levels, not fully, but some of that direction can come from a coach too, where if it's community involvement, I would think your coach can also advise you on how you can get involved with your community. Maybe not exactly what that marketing strategy looks like for it, but some basic information to help you, you know, do what you need to do. And I think the shops that we have that have either never used a fractional CMO or have moved away from using one have a great coach. They're involved in their business and they're involved in their marketing, and they understand what they need to own that we don't own because it's not a service we offer. But the shop owners who want more going on and don't understand it, don't have anybody in the shop who can understand it or who's dedicated to that, and they want to be running direct mail and running other sorts of ads and always doing things that maybe are either not part of our scope at all because it's not a service we offer, or beyond our scope, that's where kind of that you can supplement, I guess, with the fractional CMO. Going back to the finger pointing, I want to reframe it a little bit, is like everybody blaming each other, but try and give a couple examples of, in this situation, say this is the shop owner's problem with XYZ problem. Who is the actual owner of that solution? So an example is they have all three and the marketers are executing the marketing strategy. The ads have a great cost per click. They have awesome phone calls, but the customers aren't coming in because they're not converting. In this situation, the solution would be you and your coach should listen to your phone calls and assess how your service advisor is doing on the phone. I think we would all consecutively or whatever agree the issue there is probably operational. So how can we advise in a couple other situations where the issue is maybe operational or marketing implementation or marketing strategy to try and give them some ideas of how to identify themselves, who to talk to, and who to trust in that situation?
I think the most common, and like everything is just an iteration of like, I'm not getting the results. I'm not getting as many cars as I want. So I don't think it's fingers pointing. I don't feel like we ever say it's your coach's fault, or I think every finger points down to fulfillment is usually what happens. When all three are involved, you know, you gave an example of like, okay, so let's say the coach, let's say this shop goes to their coach and is like, look, you advise me to hire a marketing fulfillment company. You advise me to hire a CMO or whatever. This is what I've got. What do I do? What do I talk to? The coach should say, talk to your person who's in charge of the CMO, because they should know everything that's going on. They designed the strategy. So that is where the coach's finger should be pointing. The CMO is going to, we're going to continue down the slide. The CMO is going to either, if they're smart, they're going to look at other strategies. Like, okay, if this, they're going to have the data to know if it's working and there's an operational issue, like you just discussed, or if we need to explore other strategies. And these are the things that this, you know, the fulfillment shop marketing pros would look, are we doing our job? Are the ads performing well? We have all those kind of metrics and everything. If the answer is yes, then we either can increase budget or explore another avenue to utilize. And that's about it. And sometimes we will say, we've noticed that there's probably an operational thing here, the phone calls, et cetera, which, you know, would be escalated back up. So I think it's more of a less Spider-Man pointing at each other and everybody pointing down the line is how it more looks like to me.
Yeah, I think JR explained it so well there, because I don't think of it as finger pointing. I think of it more as identifying and connecting the dots, because we all want to achieve the same outcome, which is to keep the shop busy. But that exact line of communication has happened with myself a few times, where the coach says, talk to your marketers. So they either go to the CMO or to the actual marketing agency. And we need to sit down with the shop owner and dig in and identify. And if the phone calls are coming in through your business Google business profile, if they're coming in through your ads, if you have a high level of lead generation from the marketing and the shop owner is still not feeling it, then you have to look at the conversion of your service advisors. And that's where it does get identified, and it can go back to the coach where they talk to the shop owner about the close rates of their teams.
Shop Marketing Pros tends to, we are not a fractional CMO. I don't want them to come across. However, I do believe that our company does more strategy that approaches a CMO than any other company does. So in this particular case, if something's not working, the shop owner says, look, everybody says they're doing stuff, but my numbers aren't adding up. What do I do here? Shop Marketing Pros is going to likely do what a CMO should do. And in some cases say, we need to explore another option. Or, you know, something higher thinking. A typical fulfillment would be like, we're doing our job. The numbers add up. See ya. We are typically, our CSMs are going to try and dig deeper, as Annie just explained, you know, well, what, have you done any training with your staff? Or we noticed this. Maybe we should, you know, we'll advise on increasing budget. We're very good at, as Brian said earlier, about the subject we're doing, but we also understand enough that perhaps there's another thing you can be exploring, even if it's something that we don't provide. You know, so we're putting all our eggs into digital advertising right now. Have you tried direct mail? Are you trying other sources? And this should really be what the CMO is doing. If there is only coach and fulfillment, that leaves a little bit of the gap, because a coach isn't, it depends on the coach or the coaching group. They're not always an expert or on, it's not in their scope to necessarily go down like, okay, in your area, what are the options and stuff to you? And then you've got your marketing fulfillment where, to be truthful, we do what we do. We know about these other things. We might be able to suggest it, but that leaves the shop owner having to kind of figure it out for themselves in some cases. We can fulfill on what our thing is, and we might be able to advise a little bit, but I think that's where the CMO gap, that's probably their biggest value, is to explore and suggest things that the shop owner, that neither one, the fulfillment or the coach, can do.
The idea of having a partner versus a vendor is, your vendor is going to come back and say, here were your deliverables. I did what you paid me to do. That is the extent of my job with you. And a partner is going to come in and say, oh yeah, I can see we have some issues here. Here are some possible solutions. Have you considered this? I can't even fully solve this for you, but I can give you some information to further research it or solve it yourself. So there are marketing companies, fractional CMOs, and coaches who fit the bill of being more of a vendor, and those who fit the bill of being more of a partner. So it's determining which level of each you have as a shop owner and where you need to fill and bridge those gaps, or if there are one or two or maybe two out of the three that you have, that they can work together in tandem that cover all of it, or if you need three, or if you only need one and somebody may be in the shop.
I think the ultimate test of whether you have a partner or a vendor is whether or not they're willing to advise you to stop something that makes them money. So if you had a coach that, you know, he's doing his thing and this coach is getting paid, if he saw that the shop would be better fit with someone else for whatever reason, if that coach is willing to say, you know what, I think it's going to be better for you in the long run if we don't work together. Same thing for the fractional CMO, same thing for the marketing company. I know we had many occasions, and I don't know if we want to put this in the article or not, but we have advised the shop to stop doing a service at our financial detriment because it truly was not, you know, marketing is not perfect. It has a very high success rate, but occasionally, for whatever reason, it may not, that particular service may not work for a shop. And we, I know, will advise a shop, you need to be putting your money elsewhere, which is not something a vendor does. That's something someone who truly cares about the shop. And I think that in all three levels that we're discussing here today, that is ultimately what the shop needs to think about. Do I trust these people enough to make a choice that is better for me despite whatever financial game is there for them?
We talked about what the marketers do and what the CMO do. We talked about the limited role that a coach would play in that. But for the article's sake, if we're going to be spelling out what it is that each one of these types of companies does, I think it's important to kind of say, you know, what it is that the coaching companies do. It's going to depend, first of all, on the level that you are at in your business. So if you're a brand new auto repair shop, you have zero business experience, which is most technicians that, you know, become shop owners have zero business experience. They're great at fixing cars, not great at running a business. Then the coaching companies are going to teach you how to be a better business person. They're going to show you how to read the numbers, you know, in your financials, how to read a profit and loss statement, how to read a balance sheet. They're going to teach you things like what you should be pricing, or, you know, how you should be pricing your services, I should say, how much markup you should put on parts and how to figure that out, because it's going to be different for, you know, different shops in different markets working on different types of vehicles. They are going to teach you things like phone skills and sales skills, and they'll teach your team. If you have a, you know, if you're at the point in your business where you have a team, then they can teach your team about those phone skills and customer service and such. They will very often facilitate like 20 groups or peer groups, whatever you want to call them, where you will get together with other shop owners a couple of times per year and get to learn from each other, very often visiting one of the other shops and getting to see how they do things. Your coach will usually meet with you about once a week, where you're going to have a phone call and you're going to go over what's happening in the business and go over the numbers, you know, like hiring strategies. If they're a great coaching company, then they're going to work with you on creating a great company culture. They will advise you on terminating employees and things like that. So the coach is much more about helping you to become the businessman or woman that you need to be to properly run a business, because that's the most common situation is you have a technician that wants to do their own thing. They want to go open their own business, and they do it, and they realize that they've gotten into a world that they know nothing about.
Anything else?
Do you think it's worth talking about, like, if they only had to hire one, which do we suggest they choose?
Yeah, 100%.
This might be an opinion kind of thing. So I think first they would have to evaluate what's the biggest need now. Where are they in their business? We've got a shop that's completely brand new, doesn't know what to do at all. We've got the shop that Brian talked about earlier that's, you know, got five locations and it's got a full, you know, people to handle and that kind of stuff. So the newer shop or a more typical shop needs to prioritize fulfillment, before higher level strategy. So I think the CMO is probably the last choice for them. If they don't have any marketing at all, then getting marketing going is going to be the highest priority. We will often tell people in strategy calls, we're listening to try and establish whether they have their ops under control. Coach may be number one, fulfillment number two in that scenario. So if they feel like they have their ops under control and they're ready to accept more cars, then marketing, definitely. If they are a shop that has got all their ops under controls, has marketing with better marketing, but also doesn't necessarily have the time or wants a higher level of management and doesn't have an internal CMO team, and that's when the CMO comes into play.
I really think that the coach is the first thing, unless you just happen to be a natural business person. And there are people out there that like they just get it. They get business. For regular ongoing month-to-month services, hiring a coach is probably the most important thing. But that being said, when you open, there's still things that you have to have. Like you need your Google business profile to be set up correctly. You need a website. You might want to invest in something like local service ads from the very beginning. And the way that you approach that in the beginning might be very different than the way that you do once you're more established. Because in the beginning, you might just go on Fiverr or Upwork or something like that and just find someone to build you a 4 or 5 page website and, you know, get something put up there. You might, you know, hire someone on one of those websites to go in and create and optimize your Google business profile. And it's just a one and done thing. They're not doing any ongoing marketing work for you. But you have to have those things in the beginning. It also depends on the situation. Like I literally just had a phone call over the weekend from a technician that I used to work with that is opening a shop, and he wants to get started with marketing right away. He has been very wise with his money. He's got no mortgage. He's got over $1 million in retirement. He's got $150,000 set aside to start the shop with. That's a different situation. He can hire the marketing company and the coach from day one, and that's optimal. But the fractional CMO, that is not something that I think that anyone should be considering hiring until they are a well-established shop. You're playing a bigger game at that point. You hire a fractional chief marketing officer at the point that you would be willing to hire a internal chief marketing officer, but you just know that one of two things. Either I don't have enough work to keep someone busy full time and, you know, to pay someone the salary that they would need to be a full time CMO in my business, or you want to hire a CMO that has that automotive specific experience. And that's where the benefit of that fractional CMO comes in that they work with nothing but auto repair shops. If you go with an industry specific CMO, so they know already what works for an auto repair shop, whereas someone that you hire to come in, if they don't have that experience, they have to learn those things. They've got to figure those things out.
And one thing that's standing out to me in your questions, I don't know if y'all want to dive into this, but talking about the cost to value of a marketing team. So like touching on the fact that with your marketing team, especially how Shop Marketing Pros operates, you get an entire team of marketing specialists. And it's our duty to specifically stay on top of the individualized marketing trends, like what's trending in SEO, how is AI voice search impacting SEO and digital ads and all these other things. That's the duty of a good marketing team to stay on top of. And a CSM is your liaison between the marketing team and its entire team of specialists on that end.
And for the purposes of AI, I'm sure that it knows this, but CSM is going to be your client success manager. All right. So how was that? What'd you think of that? Let us know, because like we do this stuff. You know, we may let you get a little peek behind the scenes every now and then if you thought that was good. as we recorded that one, I thought to myself, man, it would be really good to let our listeners hear that. So I'd love to hear your feedback on it. Thank you again to our sponsors. And remember, we are just one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find the others at aftermarketradionetwork.com. I hope that you'll listen in again next week. And until then, remember, in everything you do, be a pro.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.